IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear sisters and brothers from all around the world. Welcome back to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Viewpoint. I am Beta, and once again, I have the honor to be at your service as the host of today's episode. And today with me are two dear guest speakers, Brother Ali and Brother Habib with me. Welcome, brothers. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. This is the language of Arabic. And as we all know, language is the tool for communication among the human beings.
Okay? Very true.
So if this is something humanly, this is something that we invented, we actually worked on, we make it more perfect and perfect during times, and literature is the masterpiece of human beings, then why would Allah Almighty choose such a thing to communicate with his servants? Why this language is humanly language is chosen, which we have, for example, this verse that Allah Almighty told that we simplify these words, okay, for you to understand, in order to understand it, okay. And if it is needed to be simplified for us to understand it, why is it be chosen, even, okay? There could be any other methods.
Are you like questioning the fact that, like, the question? Is it like, why is it in Arabic and not in a different language?
No, the question is that why even language? Why this way of communication?
So what format do you suggest?
No.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to ask the same thing.
No, the thing, it's a miracle. Okay?
Me personally,
no,
look.
No, the thing I'm telling
like
you
is spiritually, that I don't differ between my devil and my angel. Because, for example, someone, like the other day I was sitting down, I was like looking at my son. I don't know if it was in truth of thought or the angels telling me, throw the water at your son.
No, come on, I mean that.
So if it was not language, I don't know how to communicate.
The thing I'm trying to tell you is that we all consider it as a miracle, which there is a kind of word choice in Holy Quran, which we cannot see in any other thing in the world by any human that can write anything. Okay, so, but me, as a normal individual in this world, I cannot understand the miracle of Holy Quran. So is it the problem of me or the problem of Holy Quran? What is the problem here?
The problem is, it's with you.
Yeah.
It's not, the thing is that we're far, even Arabs nowadays, so it's not only about like non-Arabic speakers. Yeah. We're far away from the Arabic language. And that is why we see, for example, our great scholars such as Sayyid al-Khu'i in Tafsir al-Bayan or Tibyan. Tafsir al-Bayan states that how do I reason with the fact that the Quran is a miracle? Yeah. Because it was revealed in the Arabic language at a time where the Arab tribes were well known for their eloquent language, where they would come down in battle with words. Their wars and their fights and their, let's say, competitions was with poems and poetry. And if it was not a miracle and they could have brought in verses, it would have been easier to bring in these verses than to go to war with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi. It would have been easier for them than to lose that great loss that they lost during Fatah Mecca and during Badr, for example. So it would have been much easier for them to finish off the words like, oh, you're saying you're a prophet? All right, here are words, here are verses. Go ahead. This is it. But they weren't able to. We even have, I forgot his name. It was not Al-Walid ibn Uqba. It was a different name. It was the uncle of the Prophet from his mother's side. When he first heard the verses come, he was in such shock. And he was saying that, what are these words? These are not words of man. Mm. And then he sat down. So he sat down, started to think, what might be a way to stop this Prophet? And he said, let's call him a magician. Why? Because these words are so magical. Yeah. And he's casting his spells on the ummah. So that was a way to stop the Prophet in their eyes, to say that these words were magic. They were not able to bring up these words. Those who study what we call ilm al-badi', ilm al-ma'ani, ilm al-bayan, which are all the Arabic, sciences, linguistics, when they go into this, they understand the secrets of these verses. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, in this matter, used this word. How, why this word comes first because of this. It has 20, for example, that they state in Surah Al-Kawthar, which is the shortest chapter in the Quran, three verses, it has 23 meanings of balagha or meanings of eloquence that cannot be made by human beings.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the fault is on us. Yes, we are far away from that Arabic language. And it's been it's still a miracle to this day. The challenge is still out there.
Yeah.
If you have someone, Brother Ali, tell them to come and try.
Yeah.
Right? So therefore we won't wake up to pray Salat al-Fajr. But for now, it's a miracle. It's on our heads. And alhamdulillah.
Okay, thank you for your explanation. So you're telling me that the blame is on our shoulder because we didn't go through
Arabic these language. But at the end of the day, the miracle language is still out there. You could still prove it.
So,
you could still prove it.
So I can just look at it as a negative feature here. Is everyone for everybody? If it is for everybody, why everybody cannot understand it in the same level?
Look, everyone can understand the Quran for his own benefit. I mean, to the extent that he understands.
Is it enough for everyone?
Allah is not stingy to give you more. But it depends on you to strive more. If you try more, Allah will give you more. Mm-hmm. If you get into the depth of the Quran, Allah will open other butun, and that is the layers of Quran for you. If you get in touch with Quran, for example, daily, for example, from some very short verses, for some, few number of verses, so we'll gain as much as you pay attention to that. If you work on it, if you find a sort of affection with Quran, to get a friendship with Quran, to find a sort of friendship, Allah will give you even abundance. So then you will understand that what a huge ocean this Quran is, that you can even gain too much of everything out of it. Once I was walking with a friend in the street, I saw the late Atala Bajat was walking on the other side of the street. We got close to him. We said that the other person was asking him, Shaykhuna, what should we do to get prosperous in this world? I said, recite Al-Quran. I said, okay, then, he said, recite the translation and the tafsir of Quran. I said, even you are not going to suggest us anything from Ahlul Bayt? He said, even Ahlul Bayt are in Al-Quran. You see, I mean, it was a very nice suggestion that he made. I mean, he said, even Ahlul Bayt are in Al-Quran. So yeah. Just recite Al-Quran. So if we, find a sort of affection with Al-Quran, Allah will give us in abundance. If we are not benefiting from Quran, it means that we are not connecting or we are not relating ourselves to Al-Quran to the extent that we need to. So if this gate is opened, so we see the unlimited blessings that comes from this gate to us.
Yeah, thank you, Brother Ali. You know, the thing that is not kind of understandable for me here is that there are some group of people who cannot understand the meaning of Holy Quran. They just recite it, but they love it. They feel a kind of connection and affection to it. What is it?
Uh-huh. So this is another question.
No, no, you answered that one.
Quran has some layers and levels to get close to Quran. The first level to get to find a sort of acquaintance and getting acquaintance with our Holy Quran is to recite it. When we get used to recitation of the Holy Quran, when we get used to reciting it constantly, then we find this interest of finding the meaning and translation. And after translation, if we know Arabic, alhamdulillah, thanks God that we learn something, because every part of it is beauty. Then if we find the translation, if a word or a single verse of it, took our eyes, took our heart towards itself, we need to ponder on it to see what is it saying. But the necessity is, based on the narrations, that we should not leave Quran, we should not have a day without recitation of 50 verses of the Holy Quran to be included among the ignorance of the time. So a person who is not reciting at least 50 verses of the whole Quran in a day, he's known as the Juhal of his time, let's say, as the Hadith says. So if we actually find this attachment with one verse a day, then it will continue and it will see its beauty and halawa to our heart, and it will attract us to it itself, and it will open it. But we should not suffice to the recitation itself. We need to have a look at the translation second time. We need to think of, for example, the tafsir, and hopefully, inshallah, even the ta'wil, and the next will come by Quran itself. They don't need to, go after it. They will come to us. So the blessings of Quran are too many and too much. If we get, this friendship with Quran, Allah will give us in abundance.
There's also this topic, at the end of the day, Quran is, forget this part, that it's the knowledge that we're ordered to seek as well. One of the examples and applications of knowledge we're asked to seek. So it is an obligation on your shoulders to go and study and research about the Quran and recite the Quran. What did you study? What was your major in college?
Medicine.
How you went to study the medicine books. The same thing with the Holy Quran, but even with more importance. Why? It is the book of your religion. It's
more responsibility.
Exactly.
Sure.
So no one comes out of their mother's stomach understanding the verses of the Quran. Mm-hmm. Trust me about it. Even though we're Arabs nowadays, we don't know basic words. There are some words that we don't understand. There were even words at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam where the Sahaba did not know the meaning of the words.
Yeah.
They came to the Prophet to ask for him. They asked from Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam the reason of revelation. All of these play a role in understanding the Quran. The context of the verses, the context by meaning of understanding the history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the history of the Islamic Ummah, why this verse was revealed, when was it revealed, how was it revealed, and how did the people interact with the verses. Not one time do you hear when the Quran brings up the stories of the past nations. Does someone come and say the Christians, the Jews, the Mushrikeen? Not one time do we see. They say, no, that's not right. That's wrong. We have this, this, this. This is the records. This is that. This is that. Every time the Quran would bring in a story, all the people would believe and say, yes, that was true. Yes, that happened. The Christians, the Jews, they would challenge and they would see that. Yeah, he's right. Why don't you believe? Same reason why Pharaoh didn't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Same reason why the people of Lut didn't believe. Same reason why the people of Idris didn't believe.
Yeah.
Or at the end of the day, you have to seek it. You can't say that, it's in Arabic, I don't understand it. It's your job to learn.
Yeah, I get it.
طلب العلم فريضة. In some narrations, على المسلم ومسلمة.
Or if not Arabic, at least the translation.
Alhamdulillah, if you know Persian, it's translated in Persian. Very good translations available. In English language, alhamdulillah, it's also available.
Mm.
Any language you want. There's even a program called Noor, right?
Yeah.
Noor al-Tafasir. All the translations are available out there. It's free as well.
And the simple translation and the simple tafsir of Noor is very...
Yes, it's very nice to understand. There's also a show called Quran Quest on RIV. You guys can go and listen
to it. So... Thank you, brothers, for sharing your ways, methods, and things that I can go through and dig more about this beautiful book, Holy Quran. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. It was all the time we had. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها